Buckle them up and strap them on, boys and girls. It's time for another edition of Political QRM. Lock and load.
We are day 10, is it?
11,
19, I don't know. Time goes so quickly when the government isn't spending my money.
Time flies when you're having fun.
You betcha.
We've been watching them go in and out and out and in for the last, I guess, what, 4 or 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, you know, if nothing else, we can say something good for the fact that Boehner didn't come out crying.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I know. There was a rumor this morning that he and Eric Cantor were going to completely, you know, just throw in the towel.
Yeah, fold, yeah.
Yeah. But
I haven't seen that happen yet.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest with you, it wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, you know.
It wouldn't shock me. I mean, look, you know, I mean, other than somebody who is totally and completely flat, face down in the gutter, drunk on the Kool-Aid, has got to be aware that this is, you know, toe-twisting. I mean, the military bill that came up passed, you know, 400 and odd, you know, to zero.
Yep.
And Reid won't let it be voted on in the Senate.
Yeah.
You know, if anybody of any sanity whatsoever can look at this and not say, well, gee, that sounds like a whole bunch of political toe-twisting to me.
Mm. I mean, come on, let's add in the NIH.
Yeah, and I think anybody that would not look
cancer
at this and say just that. You know, I mean, look, even the such things as, you know, there was an infographic on there a couple hours ago that showed how they spent that money to fly, the hell's the dog's name, up to Martha's Vineyard.
Bo,
up to Martha's Vineyard. But they canceled the volunteer, organized, operated, and run caring dog program for
yes.
kids with cancer.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it you can't, and then they turned down the military benefits bill saying it's not necessary. You know,
that shows
anybody who can look at this and say this is not toe-twisting is absolutely, I'm sorry, should not be allowed things like driver's license.
Yes.
You know, it shouldn't be allowed to walk around in you know, your local big box store without a helmet on.
But you know what? This points out that Obama does not want to lead America. He wants to control it. He wants to control Americans.
Oh, perfectly put.
For him to have so much disdain for us and for our fighting men and women and little children, just so he can get his way. I mean, it just shows. This man doesn't give a damn about us or America.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't give a damn about anything. You know, at this point in a second term, you know, presidents in the past have been, you know, actively constructing what's known as their legacy.
Exactly.
And, you know, I would like to think that, you know, anyone would want to construct their legacy in a way that would cast them in a... He's absolutely positively hell-bent for leather on, you know, doing what he wants. He has stopped just short of pulling a Boehner. No sidewise spelling pun intended. of pulling a Boehner on, you know, crying, you know... Almost like that thing that went around when Al Gore said, no, it's my turn. No, it's my turn. You know, he should be crafting a legacy, and the legacy he is crafting may not be the one he wants. I don't know. Does he honestly believe Yep. That his legacy will pan out in the limelights of history as being the most forward looking and leadership committed leader of the free world.
No, he doesn't want that though. That's not why he's in that office. His legacy is to bring down the United States.
I don't think it matters what he wants. I think he's just sitting there as a figurehead doing exactly what he's told.
What he's told, yes. But he wants to be the one that is known for bringing down the United States. That's what he wants to be. That's what he wants his legacy to be.
He wants his statue in Red Square, the National Mall.
Yeah.
With his book under his arm, not the quotations from and not the manifesto, but for fairy tales from his father or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. Dreams of his father. Dreams from my father.
Yeah, Nightmares of Our Nation.
Yeah, exactly. Now, that's what it should. That's a subtitle now.
You know, I don't know what on earth, and the fact that there was even the tiniest little rumor about the folding of the hand by the Rhino, the Republican Party,
mm-hmm.
that had to come from, I don't know, MoveOn or Acorn or something. There's no way that could have come out of anybody. I mean, look, even the freaking mainstream media are slapping these people, Pelosi and Boxer and, Reid and all these other people. None of them are giving them any slack this past 2 weeks.
Nope.
They're all over them saying, you can't be serious. No, they're serious. And to watch, there was an interview with CBS with Nancy Pelosi yesterday. Maybe it was Sunday. And, she just sat there and spoke out of both sides of her mouth and the middle.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. What about...
Even these two mainstream media people were sitting there with this look of abject incredulity on their face.
Mm-hmm. See, what's happening now is that Obama thought that all these measures he's been taking... keeping vets out of the monuments and preventing you from taking a look at, stopping on the byways and scenic byways and everything. He thought that it was going to swing back in the Republicans' face. And that...
They own it! They own it! The Democrats mm-hmm. own this. Reid and Pelosi yep. and him and Biden.
It's not...
People own this. And here's the... Even, being a computer geek kind of guy...
Mm-hmm.
I get a lot of, daily update emails. Of course I get them from all the news stuff, but I get them from, IT perspective as well, which has nothing really. They don't have a dog in this fight politically.
Mm-hmm.
But when, you see these IT, email updates come through that say things like, seriously, $17 million and the best they could get out of that website is we're over busy.
Yeah, I know. I know. And you know what? Even let me tell you, how bad it is? CNN's Wolf Blitzer even said, maybe we should delay Obamacare? It's like, what?
Even Wolf Blitzer. And look, that poster kid who said, oh yeah, I went on and got my Obamacare in day one. And
Chad Johnson.
Chad, whatever,
Yeah, he said, it didn't turn out that way, did it? No.
Well, go figure he'd be named Chad.
Yeah, I know. That's good. I never thought of that.
But, the thing is, it's like they proved, look, how many more freaking phonies can we possibly come up with? How many more phonies can we come up with? First it was that woman back after Newtown, then it's this kid with Obamacare, and... look, the man on the street, and all these outfits, and Bright, God bless Breitbart, yes. poking holes in all these quote-unquote, impartial AARP, and ABC ran a poll saying, well, 48% of Americans want Obamacare as is, and then another 15% want it but slightly modified, and then another 10% want it but slightly more modified. And, all these other outfits turn around and say, well, who did they ask?
Yeah, no, I figure they went down.
The left side of the aisle?
Yeah, they did. Well, they went down to New York City, and upper.
Well, without being too much of a plug, there's a reason I'm not AARP, I'm AMAC.
Oh, yeah, no. I haven't joined anything yet because I'm not old enough.
You're not old enough.
Actually, I am, but I refuse to.
Yeah.
AARP keeps sending me.
We'll continue this in a second. Let me get my weekly obit. Scott Carpenter.
Yes.
88 years, and you know something? When I found out he was 88, I was shocked. I was going to say, he's only in his 70s.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I said, what?
Scott Carpenter, for those of you listening who don't know, was one of the Mercury astronauts. And he is the man who you hear whenever you watch one of those TV shows about space exploration, who said, Godspeed, John Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
That he will go down in our history. 88 years old, Mercury astronaut, and I hope he's in good shape now because
truly among the stars.
He is, yes, truly among the stars. He has slipped the bonds of Earth.
Truly bonds of Earth, yeah.
And and good for him. Look, not good for us that he's gone, but good for him that now he doesn't have to worry about sitting on top of a 104-foot Roman candle to get there.
Seriously, one of our heroes. You know what I mean? He put his life on the line.
People don't realize the Mercury program. People don't realize that they see the pictures. Oh yeah, look at that! Oh, Mercury. Yeah, this is for a good percentage of the country, that's before they were born.
Mm-hmm.
What they don't realize is they see this capsule sitting on top of a rocket down at Cape Canaveral, and it's, oh, look at this, oh, there it goes. They don't realize that they didn't purpose build those things the way they do now. That was a Redstone missile.
Yep.
That was a missile we had in our inventory for delivering.
Yeah, which kept blowing up a lot until they could figure out how to get it off the ground in one piece.
This wasn't a purpose-built, engineered, designed for carrying people. This was designed for carrying, the mutually assured destruction all over the planet.
Exactly.
Scott Carpenter, God bless you.
God bless him, yes. I'll tell you, every time somebody like this of great importance and somebody who made a difference in American history and a clear example of American exceptionalism passes away, it just, I tell you, grabs at my heart. I have to say that.
Well, they called it so appropriately the right stuff.
Yes. And if people haven't seen that movie, you have to see it.
Actually, I haven't, but you know what? I watch enough documentary freak that I am.
Mm-hmm.
I watch enough of it. Netflix Q has one in there called When We Left Earth, the NASA mission.
I've seen that,
It's wonderful. And there are a few other foreign ones, but that one is absolutely wonderful. And the documentary freak I am, I see this stuff, so I don't need to get into... the only one I did actually enjoy that was down that alley was Bruce Willis and... they had to blow up an asteroid.
What, Armageddon?
Armageddon.
No. You have to see, that was completely fantasy. You have to.
Set
aside 3.5 hours because it's a long movie, and watch the right stuff.
Is it really that long?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. It is excellent.
It is excellent, and yes, it does draw on historical data.
This little pop culture media break segued in from the obituary section was largely to allow my pulse to slip back down into a range that wasn't in the red part of the meter. But before we move on terribly, I do want to get one plug in here. We've discussed, Mike Rowe. Mike Rowe was the host of a show called Dirty Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's on Discovery or Discovery 2 or whatever it is, or Science. I'm not entirely sure which it is, but Mike Rowe did a job, a show called Dirty Jobs, and he did it for 5 or 6 years.
Right, yeah.
And he is in the, if you follow any of the things, you just Google, you know, Hollywood right wing, and he comes up. He's one of the right swingers.
Is he really?
Yes, he is.
I had no idea.
Oh, yes, he is. And get, hold on, it gets better.
Okay.
Dirty Jobs is not the kind of thing I would recommend for, you know, rated G for general audiences. No, this is a show with a lot of excreta references. There are not sexually graphic, but sexually graphic, but not, you know, in a dirty way. Biologically speaking, references made, you know, with various animals he has to deal with.
That's
snakes,
right.
And,
yeah,
you know, cows and donkeys. But it's if you're over, you know, 18, it's an amusing program. And what it is he highlights, as he puts it, the people who get dirty every day, making civilized life for the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he here's something I didn't know until I Googled him, is the fact that he was a upper register baritone for the Baltimore Opera.
No. Oh, my gosh.
And if you would like to see something wonderful, one of his episodes was being a groundsman in a minor league baseball stadium, and they asked him to sing the national anthem, and it's wonderful.
Oh, wow. I'll have to get that on YouTube.
But I have to remind Anne-Marie, when we lived down there,
yeah?
If you remember, Sundays, he did the Long and Foster real estate show.
That's true, he did.
Before he became famous.
That's true, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Marilyn, okay.
And he does do a lot of voiceover and narration.
Well,
and
he
stuff.
Does the Ford commercials.
Yes, pick he does, and he does some of the other Discovery and Science Channel narration. Matter of fact, he did one of the universe, quote unquote, shows for them. And my point here is that he used every episode. He sits there and he says, "Look, please, you know, go to Discovery, you know, /Dirty Jobs, and give us another lead so we can keep doing this, please." Okay, fine. Well, eventually, people stopped sending in leads, so they canceled the show. Well, one of the things that came out of that is MikeRowWorks.com.
Okay.
Mike has got a thing now for explaining to people the fact that not everyone should go to college.
Yeah.
That had we not gotten into the quote-unquote work harder, not smarter poster in the guidance counselor's office of the high school, you know, back in the 60s and 70s, this country might not be in the condition it's in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are countless people with, you know, graduate degrees that can't find a job. And there are countless skilled trades jobs going empty.
Yes.
And he has a thing now, and it's partly sponsored by one of the major heavy equipment manufacturers in this country, CAT. And they've got this funding organization to provide scholarships to vocational trade schools and stuff like that. Wonderful, wonderful idea. Something I have been saying for several decades.
Uh-huh.
And for those of you who do know me, and for those of you who don't, I'm going to fill you in a little thing. I have worked as a facilities engineer. I have worked as a mechanic. I have worked as a maintenance, general factory floor maintenance man. And as you're well aware, I'm fairly highly degreed.
Mm-hmm.
I like fixing things. Debbie will tell you I can fix anything. Mm-hmm. I know that that's not quite true, but in her opinion, if it's not quite true, it's close. But I like to do that kind of stuff, and I made my living turning wrenches.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, whether it was with Harley Davidson, whether it was in a 20 below zero, you know, cold storage warehouse, whether it was up here in Maine in a production, a multifaceted production environment. I you know, fix machines. It's what I do. I like it, you know, and, you know, so what did you people all get for your taxpayer dollars sending me all the way through my master's level education? Well, you got some machines that worked very well.
There you go.
And Mike Rowe is behind that. Okay, plug done.
Okay.
Now we can get back to the fact that I don't care who you are, and I mean this, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're from the left side of the aisle or the right side of the aisle. If you look at this and place blame any place for political toe twisting other than on...
Dear leader?
Well, I won't even go that far.
Well, yeah.
I won't laser beat it down like that. Let's just say 540 people.
Okay. All right.
This is silly. And the part, look, isn't it always the way that when we get into this bind, the vets can't get to their...
Pillboxes
on Tarawa didn't stop these guys. A little baby gate's going to stop them?
I know. It's amazing. I mean, come on, the first assault on Normandy, the guys knew they were sitting ducks. Those guys coming out of those onto the beaches, they knew they were sitting. They knew they were going to die, most of them. But yet they still came. They still came. What? You know, and these morons are standing there in the Park Service, and they've been told to make it as difficult as possible for these veterans to get to those memorials, and you know that's going to stop them. Some yellow tape. Well, you know that there is a. The vets are going down on Sunday.
Yep.
They're going to be a heck of a lot of them, too.
And the truckers are on their way.
Yep, that's true. That's this week, too, this weekend.
But, you know, these things just amaze me. I mean, isn't it always the way that when stuff like this comes up, it's always, oh, the national parks are going to be closed. Oh, the White House tours are canceled. Oh, the vets can't get to their memorial. You know, service dogs for kids with cancer have to be canceled. All these things, but yet...
Oh, wait a minute. The commissaries are closed.
The commissaries are closed Andrews Air Force Base.
Yep.
But the golf course is open.
Yep. So he can go get in his 18 holes.
And the day it all shut down and they decided to close the commissaries on Andrews Air Force Base, but the golf course remained open. That was his 35th round of golf for 2013.
My God. God.
You know, all these people used to say, oh, but Bush was always on. Where was Bush? On vacation. Where was Bush? On vacation. Where was Bush? Well, first of all, he owned where he went on vacation, exactly. Whether it was to Kennebunkport or whether it was to Crawford. He owned the place. It wasn't like it was maintained, you know, 125% by taxpayer dollars. You know, these things, these comparisons just don't hold any water.
No, I mean, he and Michelle go out, and we're paying $4,000 a night for a hotel room.
Yeah, and
plus
the whole
every.
I mean, look, the $100 million
trip to Africa,
vacation to Africa. You know, these things. How do you? You know, if Bush took, you know. $500,000 to fly him, his entourage, his Secret Service on Air Force One down to Crawford, Texas, and he spent the weekend at his ranch. That wasn't $100 million.
No, it wasn't. Not even close. But you see, the thing is, when George Bush went to either Kennebunkport or Crawford, he didn't take like you know 10 of his friends, like Michelle did.
No, that's true.
All that taxpayer.
They didn't go shopping in Paris. And,
exactly.
All this and the whole thing with the let's just get this straight. The Amber Alert system was not shut down.
Oh, yes, it was.
The website was shut down. But the system itself was not shut down.
Oh.
If you had the app or if you were in law enforcement, you still got the updates and alerts. The website was down. And it was only down for about 18 hours, and it was put back up. Because the outcry was so swift.
Yeah, but you know what? That shouldn't have happened in the first place.
It shouldn't have happened in the first place. But in typical fashion, how are we going to make it hurt? We're going to make it hurt. We're going to lay this at the feet of first responders, our military, Social Security, Medicare.
You notice how they're hitting vets, military, and children.
They always do. They always do. Because you know what? If they shut off the lights in 3/4 of the IRS building, who'd notice, but if they found out, who'd care?
Yeah.
You know, if they turn around and said, well, you know what? The president had to cancel his trip to wherever because of the shutdown. There's nobody there to pump the gas into Air Force One. People would be like, hey.
Well, that's what I said. You know, the longer it stays closed, the less money they spend.
But the minute that, the minute that they turn around and say, well, we're going to hold back the death benefit to military families.
Oh, my God. And they still have not released them, I don't believe.
No, they haven't. And because that's the thing. It went to a vote in the House, and it passed unanimously in the House. And
yes.
Reid said, nope, we're not going to let it go through the Senate.
You believe it? These are the caring, compassionate Democrats.
And you remember he gave the speech about compassionate discourse, civility?
Yes. This is like, oh, gee, you know?
And who was it? Was it CNN that came up with, 14 glaring examples of the quote-unquote civility that Reid was preaching about?
Yeah.
And they were all lefties.
Yeah.
They were all lefties. You know, whether it was Sharpton, whether it was Rangel, whether it was any of these people, were all talking, you know, smack. And they're all lefties.
Mm-hmm.
Even CNN, or maybe it was MSNBC, I don't remember, but one of them did put up this video on YouTube. Google it, just for crying out loud. Just, you know, about, I thought it was a 12 or 14 glaring examples of the kind of stuff that's not supposed to happen when the speaker, the president of the Senate says we should be more civil in our discourse.
Mm-hmm.
And within moments, they must not have gotten a memo.
Nope. Well, you had Sheila Jackson Lee bringing up some inane example on how to use martial law to get a bill passed or continuing resolution passed. And I'm like, what? And you listen to her say this and you go, oh, my God, talk about...
Well, wait. Which one was she? The one who compared... The comparison was made were terrorists, arsonists. What was she comparing us to? Because, I mean, the one said that Jesse Jackson said that we're.
Oh, yeah. No, this is
Sheila. Confederacizing or some such, whatever
oh,
way
God,
you put it.
Please.
This, you know,
just.
Re-energizing the Confederacy. And somebody else turned around and said, oh, this is just. Some people have said Nazi, and some people have said fascist, and some people have said... And, you know, you can't look at this, and you can't walk up to me and tell me that you've got an IQ 1 point higher than room temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And argue the point with me that it's not 110% the left standing there, dug in like a donkey.
Mm-hmm.
Which fellow was it on the Florida House the other day had the thing, you know, people that the president will negotiate with, and it was Assad, and it was
Iran,
Ahmadinejad, and it was, you know, this one, that one, the other one. And people he won't, and it was a picture. I guess it was a picture of Boehner.
United States Congress. Yeah, that's true. You know, the thing is that it you take a look at this, and you look at this man, and you say, he's not interesting in leading, he's interesting in controlling, he's more of a dictator, he's not a leader of the American people. I mean, he's supposed to be taking care of the American people and making sure that, they get the funds and everything that they're supposed to get, you know, for certain programs, and he's just saying tough.
And right, left, or in the smack in the middle, you're kidding. If you don't look over at the fence at the side of the building, and you don't see Putin and Assad and Ahmadinejad and all these other people slathering like a bunch of buzzards, waiting for the wildebeest to die, You're kidding yourself.
Yep.
This doesn't have as much to do with anybody's pork barrel project. This doesn't have as much to do with anybody's pet charity. This doesn't have anything to do with, you know, whatever program, even so much as Obamacare. This has to do with the fact that those people are just waiting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just biding their time like a vulture on the Serengeti, waiting for that wildebeest to fall down dead.
Yep. And, you know, the funny thing is that when everybody keeps making comparisons between this and what happened in 95 when the government was shut down, and it wasn't even close, because I heard an interview with Newt Gingrich, and he said that throughout that whole time, Bill Clinton and he still got together, and they were trying to work things out. It was a time of talking, you know, and Bill Clinton didn't pull any of this stuff. He said he sat down with us and, you know, in order to straighten this out. And he said, this is completely, you know.
You know, I'm no fan of Bill Clinton.
Neither am I. But, you know, you have, at least you
have
to.
But you got to hand it to him that he did, you know, sit there with his tie loose and his sleeves rolled up.
Yep. Yeah, you have to give him credit. You notice he's been really silent about all this. I've noticed.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think.
He's trying to help out Hillary. Well, we know that.
So. I don't know if he's trying to help her out or if she turned to him and
said, shut up.
Lost him.
Lou, he's frozen. Lou? Whoa, Lou.
Said you shall it.
He's back. He's back? Mm-hmm. Okay. We lost you for a minute.
You disappeared.
You froze? And you disappeared. Okay, it's all right.
What can I tell you? I don't have any friends in Crystal City these days.
Nobody does, really. Nobody does. Speaking of which, hello. Oh, Snowden came out in Moscow to collect the prize for integrity and intelligence. And I wish I had been there with a 45.
Something he doesn't have. Well, you know, in other words, they were giving him integrity and intelligence? Is that what they were doing?
He doesn't have either integrity or intelligence.
Exactly. That's what I think. The prize must have been they were giving him some.
Yeah, they were trying to, yeah. That bothers me. And then I find out that, and I did not know this, so if I had said this in the past, I have to correct things. I was talking about three whistleblowers in the past that came out of NSA, and one of them had been a high-level executive. His name was Thomas Drake, and turns out that's...
Old man Drake's boy?
Who?
Old man Drake's boy?
Okay, you got me on that one.
It's just a...
Okay.
Go ahead.
But anyway, I thought that he was still here, and no. He bugged out, I think, last year and moved to Russia. So,
where else?
You're on my shit list too, buddy. Believe me.
Where else?
Yeah, it's like...
Well, even the kid, what the hell was his name? The kid came out this week and said something. The young kid that wants to be a woman in federal...
Oh, Bradley Manning?
Yeah, Brad Manning. He came out and said something this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, well, you see exactly how important I found it, because I have no idea what he said, but I saw he came ticking through the ticker at the bottom of the page.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, other than, you know, something about stick the needle here, you know, I don't want to hear anything he's got to say.
Exactly. I wish I could do it to all three of them. Honest to God.
Well, you know, him and Snowden and, you know... Assange,
too. Yeah, he's another one I want to...
You know, I mean, the public has a right to know... Wait a second.
No, we don't. No, we don't. Not everything. Not...
You know, the public has a right to know... No, they don't.
No, they don't.
There's a reason we have... Look,
if
the public had a right to know, we wouldn't have those little stamps in the office and the desk that you put on there and say, secret!
Yeah. The other thing is that, and I'm telling you this because I have experience with it, a lot of people, the public, cannot handle this stuff. They
That's
can't.
Right.
They cannot handle it. They can't handle hearing about the fact that we do.
What was that quote from Men in Black?
What?
You know, a person, yes, you know, but people are scared, you know, easily yes. spooked, a lot of dealing with that.
Yeah.
You know, but and it's true.
Yeah. There are a lot of people out there that cannot handle this. They cannot handle the tactics we use. They cannot handle the fact that people are spying on us and want to destroy us. It's something that their mind cannot wrap around. And no, the public does not need to know everything. They don't.
From the tiniest little brush fire insurgency in some corner of, you know, a rainforest, you know, that most people couldn't pick out on a map.
Right.
Where you've got, you know, two tribes and the two chiefs, you know, they've got, you know, a brave in that camp and the other guy's got a brave in that camp and they're trying to get all the intel they can on each other's camp. And you're talking, you know, down, all the way down to two villages with 100 people each.
Mm-hmm.
There's such a thing as espionage and
exactly. You know, yes, so. Exactly.
So, you know, when you talk about the fact that you know, the superpowers of the world, well, just carry it off on a couple of orders of magnitude from that little village and you see what goes on.
Yep.
You know, and to say that it doesn't happen or shouldn't happen or should happen, or even if it does happen, we have a right to have all that exposed laying in the sun being bleached. No. Mm-mm. You crazy?
No. No, because there are people out there that have that info now, and they're looking for ways to circumvent, you know, us learning any more about them. So
and all these people who stand there and say, "Oh yeah, well, you know, the public has a right and this that, and the other thing." Well, you know,
what are they going to do with it?
I get a kick out of the, you know, typically the limousine liberals in Hollywood. You know, well, what if he had gotten a hold of your payroll and tax records and said, well, you know, the public's got a right to know.
Yeah. Yeah. Or the schedule of the kids, you know, school and, you know, where they're going to be and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff that you basically don't think is a good idea to disseminate.
Right. You know, but you're a public figure.
Oh, public figure. Why should we know? To know that? Well, wait, where do you draw the line?
Yeah. You're a public figure. Hey.
You know, it's NIMBY, you know, not in my backyard, you know.
Exactly,
and,
exactly.
You know, as long as it happens somewhere else,
uh-huh.
as long as it happens to those people over there, well, then that's fine. And it's as I said, if it was all that easy, then we wouldn't have stamps that say secret or confidential or, you know, eyes only or any of that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
You know, we wouldn't have, you know, couriers with handcuffs on the briefcases and, you know, things like that. But we do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, unfortunately that, you know, the world has to work that way. Wouldn't it be nice if the entire world could sit in a circle around a campfire singing God Help Me Kumbaya?
Mm-hmm.
But since we can't, then I guess we got to do what we can to protect ourselves from people who tell us they want to sing Kumbaya, but may have an ulterior motivation.
Oh, like our government now?
Like the any drone I can see, I can hit.
That's true. So, have you signed up for Obamacare yet?
I actually did try and log on to the website.
Oh, you're kidding, really? Oh, wow.
No, I did. I did. Well, no, I did. In my best due diligence.
Yes.
I tried several times a day for several days, and I haven't gotten anything but a message saying, try again later.
You know, I am...
Come back tomorrow!
Oh, my God. It's the wizard.
The wizard is the big. Wizard. Nobody gets to see the wizard. Wizard. Come back tomorrow! And your little dog, too.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
And I can just see Harry Reid standing there going, somebody pulled my tail.
Hey, who's the scarecrow? Who do you think's the scarecrow? Boehner?
Biden.
You think so? Biden's the scarecrow? Wait a minute. Who cries? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Tin Man is Boehner because he cries.
Cries, right.
Yeah, he does look like him, too. Oh, my gosh. This is great.
And Pelosi's, of course.
Oh, God.
Elvira.
No, are you sure she isn't the one that got hit by the house?
No, she's still walking around.
Oh, man. Okay.
I guess Helen Thomas is the one that got hit by that.
Okay, there you go. I'll buy that. Yeah, no.
But, you know, look, that's rude. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, but I'll tell you something.
Florida, I apologize for that, and be with them pygmies in New Guinea.
Okay, that's...
I
apologize.
That's from Larry the Cable Guy. Anytime he says anything truly, truly rude, he says, "Lord, I apologize for that, and be with them starving pygmies in New Guinea."
Okay, all right. Where was I? You made me forget my train of thought. Okay, Obamacare. Yeah, I knew we were going down that route somewhere, but I can't remember.
Oh, the fact that I did actually try and log on.
Oh, yeah, okay, there we go. I don't know. I just, I don't know.
Did you notice you caught me on a Vicodin?
No, the thing is that the things I'm reading about that, oh, by the way, they go, okay, after you sign up for Obamacare, oh, by the way, all the information you put in there could be turned over to law enforcement. Oh, really? Okay. Oh, that's nice to know. By the way, we're going to ask if you own guns, and then we're going to determine whether or not you are mentally able to own guns. So we're going to try and infringe the Second Amendment right.
Well, I haven't gotten that far.
Don't worry.
And I'll tell you something. The minute I try and log on there and I actually do get in, I'm logging back out. Not that it won't be too late already by that point.
Uh-huh.
But I was at my doctor's yesterday.
Yeah.
And son of a gun, you know, he still hasn't asked me if I own any firearms.
Actually, mine hasn't either. I don't think she's going to.
Well, I mean... Look, the guy knows I own firearms.
Yeah, there you go. No, my doctor's not gonna. You know what? It keeps coming up what I wanted to say, and it just keeps. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. Okay, Obamacare. There is a lawsuit making its way through the courts, and it looks like it's getting some traction. Unfortunately, it could not happen until it was thrown out at first. Before the Supreme Court decision. But now that good old Justice Roberts has said that this is a tax, mm-hmm. and as such, it is legal. But it turns out that all taxes have to originate in the House, according to the Constitution. This did not. It originated in the Senate.
That's right.
So basically, this lawsuit, actually, it's making its way through... I think it's in a few of the circuit courts, but it's starting to make its way through the federal courts, and it may, just may be heard by the Supreme Court, hopefully.
Yeah, we haven't heard enough yet. I mean, we're already facing down, what is it, the first Monday is already gone, I guess. The second Monday was this past Monday, and is it me, and maybe somebody can correct me if I'm wrong here, but I still haven't seen a full docket.
No, I haven't seen it. No, I haven't seen a docket yet either.
I mean, I've seen a docket, but it's incomplete.
Yeah, yeah. I think what they do is they keep some spaces open.
Well, that makes some sense. You know, yeah. I mean, you don't want to overbook. But,
right. No, but I'm just saying because they have to. I mean, you know. But I'm hopeful on this point. But Obamacare itself seems to be completely collapsing.
Look, if nothing else that the government has shown us. In the last, pardon me,
100 years.
Last time I'll eat nachos before we go on air. If anything that they've shown us in the last 10 days,
okay.
Two things they have shown us.
Yes.
One is all the stuff we can do without.
Yeah, exactly.
The second thing it has shown us is the fact that it is such a jalopy. Obamacare is such a jalopy that almost everyone, with the possible exception of the unholy five,
mm-hmm.
everyone sitting there, and I don't care, you know, who you are. I mean, you know, with the exception of Reid and Pelosi and Schultz and you know, Biden, everybody else in that building has got to be walking around going, you know, I know I voted for it without reading it, but geez, you know, now that we're this far into it and all these bills and continuing resolutions and all this other, you know, geez, it does not sound like it's really squared away just yet. Maybe we'd be better off. You know, let's make an analogy here to a piece of software. You know, you write the software, you debug it, then you send it for alpha testing, and okay, the alpha testers come back and say, well, there's this bug, this bug, this bug. Okay, so you work those out. Now you got that under control, and it seems to run. So you send it to your beta testers, and your beta testers put it through the paces, and they say, oh, look, we've got this bug, this bug, this bug. Oh, you square away, and now you go to release, and you're still going to find bugs.
Okay. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, but Lou, you're talking about it like this is a valid program, like this should be... This should be instituted, and it shouldn't.
Look, it shouldn't. You're absolutely right, it shouldn't. But even the people who think it should have to turn around and say, you know, it's a little bit buggy for release. Maybe we should delay it.
Because if
they keep delaying it, you know, sooner or later, I mean, especially like, you know, January 2nd, 2015, you know, then we can turn around and say, okay, gone, out, fine.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, which is something that was supposed to happen, by the way, last election cycle, but didn't.
I know.
So, you know, even the people who are quote-unquote on board with it, who are still saying actively, well, you know, I'm in favor of Obamacare, when they walk off the soundstage and take the microphones off and they're standing there with, Andrea Mitchell or... Wolf Blitzer or, mm-hmm. you know, any of those people, they got to turn around and say, you know, I fought the good fight here, but, you know, I have my own reservations. You know, it's like, maybe we should really, you know, work some of these kinks out before we, you know, and you would think that's something that would take place. I mean, if nothing else, the traction you could gain from that should be enough. You know, look, I've seen two or three polls that say the American people favor it. I've seen dozens and dozens and dozens, and I mean from the Examiner, from the Fiscal Times, from all kinds of places that are certainly not Fox News,
mm-hmm.
saying that the vast screaming majority of America does not want this.
Exactly. Yep. But then you know what? This has nothing. You know, they put it out as healthcare reform, but what it is it's basically to take care of one
protected class.
Well, yeah, but you know, it's income redistribution. They're going to take the money from those of us who are working and redistribute it to those who aren't, so they could get some sort of healthcare. Which, by the way, anybody previous to this, and still can, walk into an emergency room and they cannot be turned away because they don't have insurance.
They say that they want to get, you know, pre-care and all that other stuff.
Well, that's baloney. You have to go to the doctor.
It's been such a rough few days that I apologize to our listening audience because I don't have this stuff at my fingertips, and I should. But I don't. And if you go to YouTube and you know, I didn't know I was going to have to pay for it is the keyword you should plug in. It shows a kid in his mid-20s, probably lives in his folks' basement. I shouldn't generalize like that, but probably. Mm-hmm. With one of those goofy knit Peruvian hats.
God, those things. I want to burn every single one of those things.
It's kind of like a top end of the body Birkenstock, kind of thing. It's like you make an assumption when you see this. You know, with the scruffy beard and that hat on, with a skateboard.
Yeah,
and he's in a man on the street thing. He's asked if he was pro Obamacare and this and the other thing, and he's like, "Oh, I was, dude, but I didn't know I was the one who was going to have to pay for it."
It's like, God, these people, you that stupid? Nothing is free.
Well, yeah, but the thing that exhibits hope in this kid's future is the fact that I didn't know I was the one who was going to have to pay for it. you know, now here's a kid in the mid-20s that should really be, you know, rah-rah, sis, boom, bah, Obamacare, because here he thinks he's going to get, a free college education, free health care, free this, that, and the other thing, and as long as his mom will keep making brownies, he's a happy guy. you know, coming to grips with the fact that, well, not everything is as it seems.
Nope. Nope.
So, you know, with the fact that even a kid like that, and I don't want to broad brush kids in their mid-20s living in their parents' basements with those goofy Peruvian knit hats on and skateboards. Yeah, I do.
Well, go ahead. Yeah, I mean, but, seriously, I mean, they're out there.
If you had to pick a poster person for rah-rah, sis, boom, bah, Obamacare, you probably couldn't do a whole lot.
No, you can do better.
You probably couldn't do a whole lot better than him. I mean, you know, save except for either the girl with screaming Obamaphone, Obamaphone, or the one screaming, I got 15 kids, somebody got to pay.
Got to pay, yeah. You know, 15 kids, oh my God.
Jeez. Yeah, that, you know, and as a matter of fact, that came up on one of my social media sites today again. And I said, you guys got to realize that this has been this particular video has been going around. I mean, if you look at the date stamp at the bottom of the video, it's from 2007.
Wait a minute. You know what? When in the 80s, there was this woman in D.C. who had 14 kids, and she was pregnant with another one, right? And at the time, Mayor Marion Barry, you know, she went up to him and said, you got to pay for my kids. I need help. And he looked at her and said, why don't you stop having kids? Right? I mean,
I thought he asked her if she was holding.
And that was at the time. And that in itself, I mean, all these people got all upset about it. And, you know, but it was just like, you know, even back then. So, you know, she's having 14, 15 kids, and every single one has a different father.
I wonder now that we move forward this many years what Cory Booker would have to say about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good old Cory Booker.
But, you know, look, when you look at the fact that even the people that are supposedly enfranchised by Obamacare looking at it saying, wait, what do you mean, you know, I have to... You know, one of the things that was proffered by the right recently was the fact that we'll give you the funding for Obamacare provided it applies to every American, bar none.
Mm-hmm. That's not the way
Congress, the president, the president's family, the president's family in Kenya, the president's family in Hawaii.
Muslims,
unions, you know, teachers, you know, everyone.
There are so many exceptions that he's already, about 2,500 exceptions already. Why?
And I don't understand why. And this brought this forward into as a matter of fact,
so
had to be moderated on one of the, a local talk show host in Portland, Maine, proffered the question.
Yeah.
And I got in it, and I made my points, you know, as best I could, you know, about the fact that I don't believe Congress should enact any law that doesn't apply to them.
Yeah, oh, I agree. Actually, that should probably be an amendment.
And because don't forget, under the shutdown, they can still get their hair cut.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, the big complaint from Congress is the fact that there are no clean towels in the congressional gym.
Aw, poor babies.
But they can still get their hair cut.
Yep.
They can still get down to their post office, you know, and get their free stamps and all that other stuff. Now, you know, the thing is, the vitriolic left got so out of control tearing at me.
Yeah.
That the person in question pulled the thread.
Really?
Pulled the thread. And I said, you know, I sent them a private, you know, sidebar message and saying, you know, gee, I'm sorry, buddy. What did I say? He said, it's not you. It's not you, Lou.
Huh.
No, they said, he said, look, he said, it's one thing to attack the governor. It's one thing to attack the president. It's one thing to attack Congress. It's another thing to attack Boehner. It's another thing to attack Biden or Reid or Pelosi. But I will not stand for people using that kind of language against you.
Just as a personal attack, just for the hell
of it. As a person, and doubly so because, of course, my profile says Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people who cannot contain themselves, regardless of the information exchange, regardless of the, you know, the flow of ideas, you know, the fact that someone would have that little regard, you know, for, you know, propriety,
mm-hmm.
as to, you know, wish me dead, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Make comments about my mother, and you know, I should make sure I spice my next meal with ground glass, and, you know, and things like this was just so over the top that and for the people listening, no, when I say a radio host from Portland, I'm not talking about that one, and my listeners over here know who I mean. I'm talking about a guy on pirate radio, so it's, you know, not the big affiliated talk show host. But, you know, the fact that, you know, people would say things like that, me, carries it. But doesn't it carry a point that has been made so many times over and over and over again? When in doubt, you know, ad hominem.
Yeah.
You know, I've never backed down from an argument. Well, I have, but only because I, you know, was terribly afraid for people's safety.
Mm-hmm.
But safety issues aside, I've never backed down from an argument when it's done with, you know, real live, honest to goodness, intellectual, rational
exactly.
thought.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. No. But,
you know, in indoor voice, so to speak, which I know on occasion here on Political QRM, I have not used my indoor voice.
Yeah, but that makes it better.
But you know, for people to say, oh, gee, why don't you know. It's one thing to turn to someone and say, you know, you've got 15 kids, 11 of them live with you, 4 of them are off in foster care, you're pregnant again, you know, and somebody gots to pay. Why don't you just submit to this little surgical procedure?
Yeah, would be nice. Hey, we'll pay for it, you know.
You know, and that kind of thing, you know, as opposed to, you know, I mean, I far be it from me to say the government should be in that business, but neither would I sit here and say, oh, well, you know what, maybe we should just take you, you know, out of the gene pool entirely. Entirely.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, you know, it's just not, you know, kind of a, look, if all else fails, yell, right? If all else fails, threaten. And that's exactly, bear with me, because you got to follow the rest of my logic here. When all else fails, yell, and when all else fails, threaten. Isn't that what the left is continuing to do?
Sure.
They're threatening our GIs. They're threatening our senior citizens. They're threatening our disabled. Mm-hmm. They're threatening our young kids with cancer. They're threatening our veterans. They're threatening all these people with all this, you know, with all these, you know, merry madcap mayhem that they like to throw around, and yet there are no clean towels in the congressional gym.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah.
And we've got our 35th round of golf, you know, for 2013, you know, being played on an Air Force base whose commissary is closed.
That's right.
So isn't that all what it is?
Yep.
You know, threaten and raise your voices and stamp your feet and you know, whine and cry. You can't look at me, and I mean nobody on the left can look at me dead square in the eye, man to man or woman to man, whatever you want to call it, and say, you're wrong. That's not how it's planned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't do it. You, without raising your voice or falling back on, you know, talking points, and then when all else fails, raise your voice, and when all else fails, you know, bring on the ad hominem, and when all else fails, threaten me and mine. You know, you just can't do it. You just can't tell me that this is such a terrible state of affairs that we want to add, you know, how far up has the debt ceiling been pushed since the Obama presidency? 100 and how many percent?
Yeah, I know.
We don't need that much money. As I said, if nothing else, this government slim down, shutdown, whatever you want to call it, has shown us we can live without an awful lot of federal employees.
I know.
And we can live well enough without a whole lot of state employees.
Yep.
You know, we got an issue over here in Maine where so many of our state employees were federally paid. And now the governor wants to pay them out of the state coffers because he can't ask them to work for nothing. And we can't do the business of the state. Well, I'll tell you what, Governor. I love you, man. I voted for you. I'll vote for you again. Maybe. If you think we really need those few people that are federally paid in the state of Maine, when the state of Maine moves at a pace that old snails could ride on the back of any Maine civil servant and go, "Wee!" Hang on, Margaret! If you really think we need those, well, then why don't we take some of the other ones that we don't need and get rid of them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we could do the same thing. Look, we could fire the entire IRS by adopting the fare tax.
Mm-hmm. Hey, by the way, how did your senators react to this shutdown?
Well, I don't want to get into Susan Collins. Angus King was probably one of the people to whom Harry Reid was saying we should have a more civil discourse.
Mm.
Because he was the one who brought up, you know, the likening of the Republican Rhino /T people as holding us hostage and being terrorists.
Ew, okay.
And things like that. And old Susie, well, you know what, with her way the wind blow.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, you know.
Anyway, how is John voting? He's voting okay. I'll vote yes too.
Really, huh? Oh my God.
Oh, I did. I've been told I do a very good impersonation of Susie.
Yeah, well, you do actually.
You know, so as far as our senators are concerned, and as far as our House of Representatives, you know, Congress people are concerned, not in a way I'm happy about.
Mm-hmm.
And the scary part is that, you know, one of our Congress people, Mike Michaud, is going to be running against LePage.
Mm-hmm.
Very soon, and I'm really, really tickled with that race. That's going to be another one of those. By default, I'll vote for LePage, but you know, we're in bad shape over here right now. We really are. We're in really bad shape over here right now. They've done what they could. The 126th legislature has done everything they possibly could to overturn everything the 125th did, and the part they won't finish yet by the election, the 127th, will definitely turn asunder. And once the Blaine House becomes occupied by a Democrat, I'll tell you, you know, I mean, I don't want to sound like Alec Baldwin here, but I'll be honest with you, I don't know if I could stay in Maine. I don't know if I could stay in Maine. I might move only, you know, as far enough to get over by New Hampshire because, you know, you guys still have a shot. But,
we did until the Rhinos got back in power, and then we lost everything again.
And I'll be honest with you, here's another, you know, you asked how my people here were accepting it. You know, I haven't heard back from any of them.
Really?
The only response I got to sending out their Democratic-Republican stuff was from Alan West.
Really?
That's the only response. Now, it's been, and I've sent it. And I did, by the way, copyright the material. But the only response I got, and I have been sending it over and over and over, and about try number three or try number four, I'm not sure which, I did get a response from Alan West's office.
What did he say?
And thank you for, you know, form letter.
Oh, okay.
No, but I did get a response. Now, mind you, this is after being sent to every major and most of the minor players in the talk radio arena,
mm-hmm.
left and right.
Mm-hmm.
This is including 535 people.
Mm.
in that building at the end of the National Mall. You know, I mean, this is including all kinds of politicians, state, local, federal, national.
Yeah.
And it's a good thing I didn't have to buy stamps, because if I'm lying, I'm crying, ain't shed a tear.
Yeah.
If I had to put a stamp on every one of those emails I sent, I'd probably be in the hole of probably about 10 grand.
Yeah. Wow.
And maybe more. Or maybe more. It's half a buck a piece now, right? So if I sent it four times, that's $2 to any given person. Sure, I'd be in the hole well over $10,000 right now. And I did send them by hand. I did spend probably about $12 on stamps, sending it out by hand to selected people.
Uh-huh.
And the best I could get was I did get from one state of Maine representative, and not my own, but one state of Maine representative from up the county somewhere. Saying, hey, this is good stuff. Yeah, well, thank you. You know, but even he's lame duck, so it doesn't really much matter. So, you know, I'm hoping, because I have seen more and more. You know what I'm going to do, I think? I think I'm going to have to sit down. You know what the hell? I've got 8 computers in this, huh? I think I'm going to have to start like a Facebook page or something. I guess that's the way I'm going to have to approach this.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I've got Catholics, I've got Jews, I've got pagans, I've got doctors, I've got at least one lawyer.
Whoa. Hold on to him. You might need him.
Yeah, right. You might need him. You know, I don't know how many law enforcement people, you know, military people, you know, veterans and stuff like that. Uh-huh. I've got them all, you know, applauding me in you know, more colors than Crayola's got crayons.
Oh.
But the groundswell needs to, you know, every tsunami deals with, you know, the tide's got to go out first, you know?
Yeah, so, exactly. I'll tell you, though, you know, if the GOP caves on this, it's over for them. Because I will never, ever, ever cast a vote for another Republican. Never. Well, as it is here in New Hampshire, our one Republican person in Congress, Kelly Ayotte, she was adamantly opposed to the shutdown, and she thinks that those Republicans, you know, Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, that, you know, encourage this, you know, they're doing things wrong and everything like this, and it's like, okay, yeah, I know, you're McCain's little puppy dog, so of course you're going to think the way he does, you know, so...
And she is.
Yeah.
And she is. She's McCain's little puppy dog.
Yeah, she is. And the thing is, it's like, you know, girl, if you think you're going to get another vote from me, you can forget it. You can forget it. You know, so you have the GOP right now. If Boehner, this is where we're going to see right now whether or not they have the testicular fortitude in order to carry this through. If not, I say goodbye to the Republican Party.
Look, all they have to do right now.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to give this advice to the GOP for free for nothing.
Uh-huh.
All they have to do right now is keep showing up, saying, we're here.
Yeah.
Look, they've already floated 4 different alternatives. I think it's 4. It might be 3. I think it's 4. 4 different alternative bills have gone up and not been allowed.
Nope. Harry, we won't allow it.
And... you know, in the meantime, you know, from the right, but in the meantime, from the left, I think the number of counterpoint bills has been, I think it's 0.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. It might actually be 0, but I think it's 0.
Yeah. I think it's 0. I think you're right. 0 sounds like a good number.
But it might be 0.
It could be, you know.
It could be 0, yes. And as a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure it's 0.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised if it was 0.
So in the meantime, you know, all they have to do is keep trying. Hey, look, let's try this. Yeah. Let's try this. Let's try that. Who was it? And I don't remember. During the week, and it was, I guess it was over the weekend or just after the weekend, because I said, oh, I got to bring this up in a podcast. Somebody said the best way to defeat this.
Yeah.
And one of the points being made was... wait it out.
Yes, exactly. See, the thing is...
Keep showing up for work, because that's something else that the left doesn't seem to be big on, is showing up for work.
That's true.
You know, keep showing up for work. You know, keep hashing it out. Keep, you know, committees going. Keep putting these things forward. Keep, you know, trying this and trying that. And as a matter of fact, in that same article is where I got the point. You know, make Obamacare apply to every American bar none.
I agree.
And you will see them not only defund it, but fold it up and take it and put it in their briefcase and walk away.
Yeah, that's basically what should happen.
That's what should happen.
Yeah.
Actually, they should put it in their briefcase, take it as far as the master shredder at the back of the room and dump it in.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't know if they can do that, because with the government shut down, nobody's there to service
it. Nobody's there.
Just one copy of that and burn the machine out. Like Ron Reagan said, stay the course.
Yeah.
Stay the course.
Let's see what happens. You know, if they give in, you know, and allow this to go through, because Obamacare really has nothing to do with health care. You know that as well as I do. It has to do with control.
It has nothing to do with Obamacare. Obamacare has nothing to do with care and everything to do with Obama.
Yeah. No, and basically what it does is it controls 1/6 of our economy, number one. Number two, it instills restrictions on care, and a lot of people don't understand that, including as you get older, okay?
The only amendment it doesn't violate is the 18th.
Yeah, well, which is... Is that the
prohibition?
Yeah, I was going to say yes. Repeal of prohibition.
Well, only because the 19th overturned it. So
yeah, prohibition. But see, the thing is, it's just, you know, this is a crossroads for the GOP right now. It is. It's a crossroads. And let me tell you something. I read something on Newsmax, and I have to talk about it right now, which disheartens me. And let me tell you something right now. This is the biggest excuse for a third party. Listen to this headline. Newsmax Zogby poll. Christie, Jeb Bush, Rand Paul lead 2016 PAC.
Oh, Paul, please.
You were saying
Bush a long time ago.
Yes, I was.
I'll give you credit where it's due. And I said that to somebody recently, and they looked at me like I just grew a third head and it was on fire.
I keep telling you, and it's like, you know, why? Why are people even considering Christie or Jeb Bush? I mean, God in heaven, what is wrong with you? I mean, talk about depression. I mean, you know, it's just like, geez Louise, I can't do this. I can't. There's no way that I'm going to vote for Christie or Jeb Bush.
If the Republicans or rhinos or right wing, whichever way you want to call it, tea parties, whatever, stay the course, keep showing up for work, keep putting alternatives in front of the people, or in front of the people's house,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just keep going, they stand to win a bit of a victory.
Well, the thing is, too, is that you have to look at Obama. Obama is a bully. He is a bully. And how to defeat a bully? Don't run away. Don't give him what he wants. Stand up to him. And the more you stand up
out
to
on him.
Yes. I mean, you know, the more...
Oh, Ralphie!
Yes! Exactly! We've all been bullied as kids.
I just dropped you a link I want you to put in the show notes.
Okay.
We'll get to that in a minute. Pull a Ralphie.
Yeah,
you know,
pull
a
Ralphie.
Sit up on him and punch him and punch him and punch him until he, you know, starts crying for his mommy. But in the meantime, if the right plays this... and just stays the course, they stand to win a bit of a victory. Hold on. If they cave, they lose it all.
They lose everything. They lose everything. They do. If they think that by caving, they're thinking ahead and thinking about 2014, forget it. Nobody's even going to look at it.
Forget it.
No.
Forget it. You know, the Democrats are going to win run unopposed.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing anybody's going to be able to do. Because there's nothing Cruz is going to say. There's nothing Paul's going to say. There's nothing Lee's going to say. There's nothing any of these people are going to say. Bachman, nobody.
Well, I'm just saying right now, though.
Because they're so tea-drenched
Well, no.
The mainstream media, there's no, they couldn't run for dog catcher and get it.
Well, I'll just say right now is that if the GOP, if Boehner and those guys cave, I think the chances for a third party are really good. Because I think that the GOP is going to be on the ash heap of history. I mean, well, you know, they're going to go the way of the Whig Party.
Well, the you know, stinking, rotting corpse of the elephant's been on the you know, the pyre of history forever. But well, since 2008, anyway. Yeah. So, anyway, I'm sinking. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm sinking.
I can talk. So,
pardon?
So what's this thing about this?
All right, look, I just sent you that link. I'm going to write an essay, and I will do it in the next day or so, because I can do it from the comfort of my recliner.
Oh, that's nice.
But that's the link to MicroWorks, which is profoundly disconnected, which we covered earlier in the podcast about, you know, Micro and his very salient point that we took a wrong turn and didn't stop to ask for directions in time. And the fact that, as I said, there are many graduate-level educated people out there, either unemployed or underemployed, and there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of jobs in every state of the union that call for people who know how to swing a torch or a wrench or a hammer.
That's right.
And, and that are left unfilled because every guidance counselor in every high school told everybody they had to go to college.
Right.
So, and you know what? It's far enough down the line. I got it. You know, back when I was in high school and everybody was, you know, the guidance counselors were telling all the kids, you know, go to teacher's college. You'll stay out of the war. You know, but this is, you know, we've gone a generation and a half past that. So, you know, we didn't stop to ask directions,
exactly.
And that's a problem. So I am going to write a fairly thorough essay on this. I have a, I have an email into Mr. Rowe about being able to either interview him or get at least some statements from him. And I'm going to put that up. But I'd like that in front of the American people as quickly as we could possibly do it, because I've got a hunch that when it comes to the Democratic Republican Party, he might just be the next letter I send.
I don't even know. Oh, wait a minute. I just got a thing here. Obama signs bill to pay military death benefits.
Wait. Hold on. Let me refresh here.
Oh.
What are you on, Drudge?
Yep. Well,
that's the bill that was introduced 2 days ago.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Aw. So, staying the course, can you feel the pressure?
Sure, yep.
Can I get an amen, boys and girls?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Can I get a...
Yeah, I just, you know...
Can I get a...
You gotta just keep it. Let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens.
I don't want Obamacare. I don't want a darn thing about it. I mean, my insurance premiums are going through the sky high, through the roof, and plus my deductible is also going sky high.
Now, and I know most of the people that are going to listen to this or read this transcript wise know that I'm disabled, and then I'm on Medicare. And my premiums, considering the fact that I'm on a very fixed income, you know, my premiums stand to do nothing but increase. And significantly so.
Yes. No, I'll tell you, I'm right there with you. And it's just the money that we've had to pay out this year and last year, as part of the deductible, and because the company was getting ready for Obamacare.
Yep.
Now that, you know, it's just like, oh, God in heaven.
Hey, I said I was at the doctor's yesterday, and he kept, the whole time I was there for 45 minutes, and he was like shaking his head, and I'm like, you know, geez, bud, you know.
Why are you shaking your head?
Bad.
Is it that bad?
And he looked at me and said, I'm a physician. I said, yeah, I know. That's why I'm here.
And?
I said, you're a good guy. Lousy shot. Good guy. I said, but I know you're a physician. He says, yeah. He said, do you think we're going to make it out of this? And I said, if it'll make you feel any better, yes, I do. He said, oh, it does feel better. Mm-hmm. I said, good. He said, when? I said, now you got me. I said, now you got me. Yep. I said, but,
you know how many doctors are leaving the profession because of this?
Well, I just, as a matter of fact, one that I have an appointment with in December, I go twice a year, and it's a certification thing,
mm-hmm.
is leaving.
Yeah.
And he's not just leaving the little system that I'm in. He's leaving.
Yeah.
He's going into research.
Wow.
He's not even saying, well, I'm going to leave, you know, this system, and oh, no, I'm going to leave Maine. No, no, I'm going to leave this, you know, I'm going into research. I don't want nothing to do with it anymore.
Yeah. This, we have to find a way to defeat this, to put it in a box and bury it and never let it come up again.
I don't even want to put it in a box and bury it. Somebody dig it up, torch the sucker.
Yeah, something's got to be done. Something's got to be done.
Cremated. Put it on the same pyre as that elephant out there.
Yep.
So you're in complete agreement with me when I say we're running a little long tonight.
We're running a little long. I think we better wrap this up, guys.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Wait a minute. There is something I did want to say. We did lose four more American soldiers.
Yes, we did. But their families weren't about that death benefit.
No. But, so everybody, please say a prayer for them and their families. One of them was 19 years old. They were all 19 to 25 years old.
Now, I you know how I feel about that. You know, having worn those clothes, you know.
I know.
But an interesting infographic that came through the other day was... And I don't follow football. I know you do.
Yes.
And you know that if I don't...
I'm missing a game! Okay, I'm sorry.
That if I don't follow football, you know doggone well I don't follow college football, especially since none of the colleges I attended had football teams.
Oh, okay.
But there was an infographic that was going around saying... Alabama played Tennessee, and Tennessee fired their coach.
Really?
Alabama played Georgia, and Georgia fired their coach. Now, don't hold me to this. I know it's Alabama, the Crimson Tide, but I don't know the other teams. Alabama beat Notre Dame, and the Pope resigned. So how do we get Alabama to play the White House?
I like that.
I thought that was
good. Oh my gosh.
I'll need to carry it through on a much lighter note.
Yes.
I'm going to be writing this week, I promise.
And well, I'm glad one of us is.
The last couple weeks.
That's me. Okay, sorry.
Worst comes to worst, I can even do it from a hospital bed. So
don't you dare, but, you know, God forbid, if you do wind up in the hospital, please have Debbie give me a call. Let me know.
I sure will, but in the meantime, I'm hoping not to. And if I do have to go into the hospital again, I'm hoping to do it before this impasse is rectified, because I don't want to take a chance on being there when it hits the fan.
Exactly.
So, anyhow, I'll be writing this week, and I think that's it.
I think that's it, too. I think we should wrap this baby up, everybody.
I think we should wrap it up. Monkey's dead. The show's over. And God bless the United States of America.
Samson, speak. Good boy.